the lung. This is full of fluid, and it wants to go downward. Prematurely. All we do in here
is keep... So it's back to one to one.
You have done it and you forget it, so you don't realize it. Many times under stress you did it and you didn't remember. Yeah, tell me more. How many times have you grabbed your back of your hip to hold on before you actually have to a gas station or find a spot? The same is the pressurization. You are using your neck as a reflex for the constriction to aid the urethra tube to act to pull the fluid back up instead of pushing it down towards the discharge area of the organ. It's action now as a suction up. So instead of the pressure going downwards by the nostril, you're putting pressure back here, causing the air to stay up longer in the lung and hold on instead of pushing it downward, giving the body control. You're automatically doing that by your own constriction and dilation before you get to that area. You are automatically doing it. You're actually tensing those areas. And that's one of the first basic realizations of a reflex action in your body, that you can get the best control of. Now, once you've got that control, you can then regulate a lot of corrections to the body's ability to contract and dilate. So you don't get out of sync too fast or too slow. You re-regulate it back. Okay. You see it in the back of the neck here? You have a lot of control locked up in the back of the room. And you remember Mr. Myers when he was putting the unit on the girl, where he said it was the most important area of the body, the back of the neck, between the shoulders, and that's where you can regulate the control over the reflex. If the neck and the head can control the bladder, then the next section close to the neck would be your ears. They will control the what? The kidney. Because the kidneys are two organs on either side above the bladder. But in this case, it seems to be below, right? On the reverse condition, and the neck is the urethra tube. So when you apply pressure on the neck here, you are actually doing a reflex reversal in that area where the actual bladder and kidney is. And that is why a reflex principle works fast, more than any other method can, in the case of emergency. Other methods are good, don't get me wrong, but you need time to get there and do it. A reflex can work quicker because why? It's part of the anatomy already, to which you can actually relate by constricting and dilating the body from different angles of the body. Now, the key point of all reflex is based upon this phenomena. What you call that? That's the key control. Now, let me see how many pivots you can label, recognize in your body, starting with your head going down to your foot. Starting from your head going down to your foot.
Recognize what?
Pivots.
Are you
the arm? Yeah.
Duncan.
One. Two.
Very important pivot. Then I told you what you do when you're sick and when you're healthy. You talk too much and you come for treatment.
Yeah.
Pivot number one. So there you have your mouth as a pivot, the neck as a pivot.
1, 2, 3.
All right, then go on.
4.
5.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Wherever there is a joint bending, like a hinge, you have a pivot action. So you can always regulate. Now, that tells you what? The hands and the toes are the fastest control over any constriction in the body if you know how to regulate the pivot action of it. So constriction, dilation, is under your control here. Yes. Hands your toes, because the bulk of your constriction dilation would end up here at the extremities. So if you've got these under control, which the next one you want under control? Wrist and your ankle. Now, you fold your fist in, giving you your palm of the hand what? Multi-dimensional control. Can you do that with the sole of the foot?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore the bulk of control lies in the hands and the feet. And the uniquest one lies there. No. In your ear. Anybody that do this for you?
Mm-hmm.
Only Adana does it, right?
Yeah.
So your mama didn't do it for you.
No, she's like this.
I got a lot of that. Come here.
Yeah. If she did this, you would have no problem.
The ears would come
forth. Yes, my friend. But you see, if you did that to a patient, you're not going to get any more to that first treatment.
It's in the marketing.
Ears.
Hand.
The hands, then the feet. The feet, hands, and then ears. I worked on the ears first and one patient and it never came back. They got well, but it won't come back. And I told my ex-wife, he bent my ears and I don't like that.
People would scream.
Well, you work on their feet and you work on their hands and ears last, then they love you. Well, this is what reflexes are. Okay. Now, the kidney is in the ear, the bladder is in the head. The eye is in the shoulder. See where the eye is?
I've never taught that before.
run a relax the person and hey buddy. And tell me wanna
the guy in the corner. You should keep your eyes on the road, eh?
Ooh, that felt good. Whoa.
So you hold on and you right behind them there holding a motorcycle. And on the bicycle you hold them and you give them this twerk up there and their eyes. Oh yeah, it's good. Eyes be great. Yeah, that's what you do. But that's how they often hear, you regulate the eyes. Remember he said, all this back here controls the eyes, right? But that's the actual reflex with indentation right here.
Now, what, when you say control the eye, what's
the reflex to the eye?
Is that accommodation?
All the pressure in there. So you can release the pressure.
So that would work on a glaucoma patient.
What's that again, Don?
Releases pressure in the eyes.
You mean interocular pressure?
Yeah. Right.
Like right here?
Yeah. Check it out because a lot of you folks will start looking for a kind of field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Get familiar with it. Get familiar with it.
You know, that could change the myopia. It could change the myopia.
How do you feel about the restriction and dilation?
That is the connector in a few seconds. It has to do with the recognizing the density of the pressure.
Where do you expect them to all get new pupil dilated? Could I squeeze one and do it and use an optometrist and track inside the side I'm looking at?
You got it?
Got it.
You recognize it. Good. Now, the reason you wake up, you feel muddy. And your eyes always feel blurry. Because you sleep on your back, you sleep on your shoulder, right? Therefore, you have compression in the night on one side or the other. Therefore, these areas tend to tighten up from the compression, which causes the overload of the eye reflex. So when you wake up in the morning, the most natural thing to do, but you never do it because why? You're in a hurry to catch the clock. That is shrug your shoulders. Well, how many people shrug? No, you do it this way, you lock it more.
Oh.
You have to do it that way. Now, because of this principle, pivoting is the key. You can correct most of the problems if you understand the pivoting technique. Instead of doing reverse action and tightening them up, you do pivoting technique and the whole body gets nimble and go back into equilibrium in another few minutes. So, right. You see now, all the flexors are aligned to the pressure of the eye. This way, gives you full control over your flexors. And you're back like that. So, you're really locked. Can't fall.
full tilt action. This is the full pivot action. And you'll feel all inside here where the pivot action. This is the pivot action reflex principle. It's what you call a stunning navigator.
And what's
the difference? Yeah. You want to try it? Come on, let's try it. Then it'll work out. Correct, you can feel the pivot, the body pivots exactly, and it flexes. And this one is called the pivot reflex. All the pivots are in control, you're in control of all the pivots. You can bend the knees, but I'm trying to get the arch like a bow. Like you see, if you have see how the back is like a bow. You can see the trust in the length of the hand, the pull. That's as far as you want to go to the full pivot level. Full pivot. You notice you're not going too far back, you're going to the curve of the bow of the pole where the body has a bow effect. That bow effect is the same way like you see you're looking at the back of your neck. Now, when you get that feeling, you'll find every area starts to go back to extra close. But that's where you'll get the Okay. Now. Now, if you look at the hand on your chart, it divides up certain organs for you. We have the first one is the stomach. The third chart, we aren't doing the foot yet, we're doing the outline of where these points are. The stomach. You know, you see where it goes in? Now, there's the hand.
Which one?
It's a pivot. These are pivots for reflexes. Now, you see where your thumb goes in?
Mm-hmm.
That's for your stomach.
What
part? It reestablishes the proper digestion.
Is it the one on the here or it's underneath the stomach?
It's a pivot. And then you press it.
Like your thumb, where your thumb is pressing.
Right. Now, if you stretch your hand out to me and see, that's when I can do to your hand. If I'm doing the same here, and I'm doing to your tummy. If I grab you here, you say, I'm playing with you. Two girls doing the same, you know? Two boys doing it. But when a doctor or a therapist does it, you can do it this way, or you can come in there.
But when you do it yourself, you know the pivot, actually it's the pivot point, the left.
Oh, that's
lower.
What's the
right
side?
Yeah, both sides. You have control of the pivot.
Donald, what's the difference
in the
size? Like one
store
and one
The descending function is too short. And if the other side is too short, then the descending function is too short. So, yeah, you have to bring up the
question.
Right. Anytime you find a short side, the one on the side, the right side is the ascending side, the left is the slow side, the left side is the descending side, that's the fast side, it's not going to. So, up, down, always up, down, up the right, down the left. So, you have ascending, descending, ascending, descending. You always read the body on the front, on the ascending side, on the right side, on the descending side, on the left side. Now, that doesn't apply to the back is different. The ascending side is the front, on the right side, and the descending side is in the front, is the left side. You come up this side.
And so you do right first.
Yeah. Anytime it's sore, if you. The front, you begin in the front. The right side is the ascending side.
Right.
The left side is the descending side.
So which one do you do first?
You always want to check the descending side first.
That's a good check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then that is not, if that's not sore, then go to the right side. If that's sore, then you can massage it.
Left side.
Then you need to correct it right away because you're not going to the bathroom.
Right.
You're not eliminating properly. Constipation is not a good excuse for being sick, and no elements should be owned.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know why you can't own elements.
You can measure the common origin.
Right? And if they're there to harass you, and you tell them to play somewhere else, you better start passing out to your tummy. So you don't have a right to rest. Oh, then nothing else. You see how you, once you understand the principle, how quick you corrected the condition. So ascending side is the right side, descending side is the left side. And normally, constipation is one of the problems of the descending side. Diarrhea is an extreme form of constipation. That means the fluid rushes out too fast and the solids are remaining longer. And that's not healthy. And if you're constipated, primarily you'll find all of the left side is slow. Because that's where it's done with action.
How come you don't call this the intestine?
You eat the food through the mouth,
so as long as your stomach, and then it works and it's on to the left side. So that tells you what? Stomach pause or the intestinal pause? That's your best side. The intestine gets blamed for your stomach that is chewing too fast and swallowing it too quick.
Oh, okay.
You ever see those people? So what they got? Nothing go down to be masticated, everything going in block up. So the intestines get placed. Then in actuality the mouth didn't cooperate with the stomach to chew the food properly to integrate the hydrochloric acid. So anytime you pinpoint the person's problem, you'll see the behavioral action that precedes to the problem. As Mr. Manager said, in this part of the world, orthodox medicine is more accepted because you're interested in the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
unorthodox medicine is not so easy except you got very different methodologies. But anytime you become orthodox, you find it very boring, you definitely want to be unorthodox. And that was his conclusion. Because nobody likes to be in a routine all the time. So that was my picture. Okay.
Donald,
yes.
You know, the film you showed, you
know they were looking for the causes, and then once you understand the cause, then you can analyze the symptom and then recommend the maintenance to either prevent the symptom from occurring or prevent the symptom from building up. But you must know the cause, therefore they were seeking causes. What is the cause of these conditions? Going right back to Sangha as a basic origin. Okay, we know also that the kidney is in the same area. Whenever you have a slower forearm, it's still the kidney also would be involved. Because the hand is like a footnote. It's acting like a single condition of the reflex.
Oh, wow.
That's right
here?
There's
paper in the back.
That's the front,
not
the back.
Oh, you think it's a
beautiful. Once you identify them, you got it. So you want to identify them.
How long should you work on
them? That's what we're going to come back to. Technique. We're not dealing with technique right now. We're dealing with recognition of the reflexes. And the relationship before we come to technique.
Yes, right now.
First, let's recognize it. The heart is below the kidney on the left side, but there's no heart on the right side. So your heart is located to do what? Descend or ascend?
Descend.
Good. Then therefore we find the heart is always on the left side, and by virtue of this, when you look at the foot and you look at the hand, heart reflexes are only found on what side of the body?
Right.
Left side. There's no heart reflexes on the right side of hand or foot. So nature is telling us in simple language that the downward movement of the body is the most critical movement of the body if you don't eliminate properly. They'll start backing up. And the place that will get the most injury in the backup is there. Because what does the person usually get the symptoms of what before they classify the illness? He has a heart attack. And then when they rush him to the hospital, it was really some other organ, but the heart attack was a signal to shut him down. Then different times of day he has a heart attack. Now, a heart attack in the middle of the day, you know, bad food. A heart attack around 12 o'clock at night is a gallbladder. Then the time though in the morning, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. That's sleep. Yes, probably Hong Kong.
Does that go with your allergy the same way as the left eye?
That's right.
You can't do that.
You'll notice after a while they all seem to match.
Well, I seem like I want to go to the left side all the time.
Yeah, because the reason why we in reflex, iridology, and all the methods of sonic even, the left side is designed to take the downward movement.
That's
so nature, therefore nature has placed all the vulnerability on the left side more than the right side. Because if you have the volunteers in the right side, you could have a rupture too fast, and there would be no exit. Whereas if the left side is made as an exit point, any rupture will have a chance to survive quicker than the right side. So she put it that way.
And if the
left side will save you quicker. That's the compensation. And the compensation also is in this. And all of them is in this way. This side of the is the organ higher. If you have two organs. Right. Which of the two would have a compensation? If the left side is lower, so the right side is higher, is there a compensation for you?
Yeah.
Or if the left side is higher and the right side is lower, is there a compensation for you?
No.
So
why are waterfall, it's so like a waterfall, right?
So it's death that the left side be what? Lower or higher? So if you look at all your organs, you're never going to find what they're totally even. You know what the eyes? Right? A little bit after, one higher than the other, or the cheekbone. What is the slight difference is which side is the high side, the left side or the right side?
Right.
And therefore every professional person sees it in the end, every artist sees it in the end, and that is nature's compensation for gravity. If the right side is female, the left side is male, what part of the body? No, that's only for the front of the body. See, that's why you'll run into some people saying the right side is male and the left side is female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what side of the body was that? The back of the body.
Back
side. The back of the body. You see, that's how you come to realize that they were only talking of one side, anterior or posterior, in reference to the hydraulic of the position of the organ. But if you don't look at that way, you see the organ in their particular position, then you have a front and a back. Then you can identify who is where the problem is located, in the front or the back. If you get hit on this side, or if you get hit on this side, it's going to be referred to as right side. But if you say right front or right posterior, then that is more accurate to the therapist who's looking at you, because he's going to want to know, is it the front of your right side or the back of your right side? Now if you tell him the back of your right side, he would automatically know that your daddy is involved in harassing your mother. Your daddy is involved in harassing your mother.
Right back.
This is mother's side in the front. This is daddy's side in the front, back.
This side
is daddy's front, and this side is what? Mother's side on the what? This is daddy's side on the rear.
Front.
On the front of the left side. This is mother's side of what?
The
back end of the left side. You follow?
No.
This is mother's side on the what?
Front.
Right side on the front. And this is what? Daddy's side on what? On the back of the right side. These could have a location. They cross like that.
What if it's in the front?
Okay, what if it's right along this side here?
From the top of your toe to the what part of your body is front? No, I just put. Show me the front of your foot.
Right.
Is that the front of the body? You sure of that? Where?
I thought this was the front. What I think is the front, whether it's right or not, I'm sure.
My friend, from the toenail to your ankle is the back of your body. And from your heel to the front of the toe is the front of the body. The body changes its own point right there at that pivot point.
The
totally independent function of the upper part of the anatomy.
I took anatomy and physiology and I never referred to the posterior side.
In reflexology you're better, because you'll be broken up before you know it. Huh?
From here to here, back.
Okay.
From here to here to back. And from here to here.
Does that go from the waist down, or does it just go to the foot?
No, it's this side.
This is the front of the body up to this point. This is the back of the body up to this point. In the foot, it's a reverse function causing this to be a figure eight. It's a pivot reaction. And if you don't know that, that's the first thing everybody makes mistake when they try to heal a person. And if you know that, you can go there and do many things and correct the problem, because there is where you control all your energy in your ankles. Otherwise, you're a victim of what if you cut this for the first part. Actually, tendon is gone on the barrier, because you don't bleed to death. You don't know what to do, and therefore you bleed to death. Before you get to the hospital, you bleed to death. So you know what to do. You can stop that particular reaction there, because reflexes work here and they work in a figure eight at the ankle. That's why reflexology is faster than any other technology to correct a problem in the body. I don't say the other methods are not valid in their own, but they take longer and they require more repetition and not as fast in an emergency as a reflex technique. A reflex is primarily geared for emergency, because you're set up as a reflex principle. Then, so I would say reflexology is much more ideal in acute conditions as a fast control and as a slower in a chronic control. But again, if the fastest thing in a chronic control, then every other thing has failed. That's a funny phenomenon of it. You can quickly go to a reflex in a chronic condition and correct it. And you can go to a reflex in an acute condition of correction, depending upon the situation. So this here is the back up to your toe. This here from your toe to your heel is the front, everything on the front of the body. And this here is everything on the back of the body. And at the ankle, you have what we call a switch control. Now, those who know how to work the ankle can go from stick shift to automatic to cruisomatic. When you don't know, then you have a problem. You have to stay in the brain. So here on top of the toe, right up to the ankle, any problem that is bugging you on your back can be controlled and corrected as a reflex. Anything that's bugging in front of you, you get a control of it. So, are you walking on the face of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you know why you fall on your face all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Because you walk on your face all the time. Now, if you buy those shoes, they're called nabis. They are stimulating the reflexes where? The front or the back?
Right.
So therefore, a nabi is a quick therapeutic tool for every problem that is confronting the person in the front of the body. What would be a good therapeutic tool for anything confronting them in the back?
Reverse
nabi. That's a good idea, reverse nabi. No. A hairbrush.
So Donna, you're saying that there's no part of the body then that one of the things either male or female front or back then.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you were answering.
The right side of the body. Where is the right side of the body? Looking at in the front. Where does the right side begin to end?
The ankle. Oh, it's the place you say it's the big toe.
The right side of the body. That's what I'm asking. I'm looking at the front of the body. I'm not looking at the back of the body. This is the back of the body. That's the front of the body, the right side. And that's from head to toe. On the front side. Now when it comes to your foot, they rotate. Because the top side of the foot is called the back of the foot, and the bottom side of the foot is called the front of the foot. Now, look at your hand. Is this the front of the hand, or is this the back of the hand? This is the front of the hand, and that's the back of the hand, right? Now, so the same here applies. This applies.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Like it. That's just right.
That's
why I always
have
the back end.
Good. But you don't
need
that with your foot?
No. Give up.
So it ends at the ankle for the foot as a back and continues to be a front. See, this front continues to be a front and stops here.
Stops at the end.
It's only in the foot this particular phenomenon occurs, but in the hand.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question then. You have to test kinesiologically if it's right on the board and if it's not bad. That's a problem.
You can do that, but the division line begins from the seam of either part, front or back. It's automatically set by nature. Because the texture of the skin is different. You find any spot, pass your hand over it, and see the texture between the front of the skin and the back of the skin. And you're going to find there's a difference in texture. Yet there's no seams to indicate where they converge. So the boundary lines end up when you go this way, the boundary line ends up right there. When you come this way, It's exactly like in astrology. It's a cusp. It's a transitional condition. It's a crossover point where this particular part begins to change. And you have that when you use a resistance regulator or measuring device to determine the various resistances between the front and the back. The resistance will start changing. As soon as we reach this point, it will start getting higher, and then it begins to go to the same over here. So between here and here, the resistance may be 3, and when it gets to here, it starts becoming 4 or 5. Then it will reach 4 or 5 across here, then it will go back down to 3, and come out to 2. So each area will just... Years ago, when I told a certain professor, friend of mine, who was a genius engineer, that the frequency changed every hour, front and back, he said, you're crazy. So Boogie Woogie was there, and the man brought all his
sophisticated...
Yeah, the guy brought all the gadgets on, he just swallowed his words back.
Yeah.
4 hours. But if you look in the back, where do you think the... right?
Mm-hmm.
The falling of Jesus. And the eye again falls right in the forearm. And the calf falls in the actual forearm itself.
But Donna, how do you tell the kidney from the heart split apart?
Now your elbow is the kneecap. You want to put that in your chart?
No, it's not.
I see where your elbow is on your knee. Your kneecap mark elbow, right? But the elbow isn't but the elbow isn't marked kneecap.
Is it both elbows?
They're both reversed. When you press on your knee, you relax your elbow. When you press on your elbow, you relax your knee. You get it? So a person comes and says, Adano, I'm playing tennis. I hurt my elbow. I say, shit, man, I'm dead on the knee. You know, they want to get on the knee. So?
Why did it have to take this long for you to find that out?
I used
that information
many years ago. See?
You
should know that. Yeah, I know. Okay. The ankle and the neck is in the wrist. It sounds funny, but it's also reversed in your foot. Ankle, neck, in the wrist, and it's also in the foot. So look at my neck. See how you go through the ankle, and so you got the wrist and the ankle and your neck. The same location. They're both going to stay tight. If your ankle is tight, your neck will get tight. If your wrist is tight, your ankle gets tight, or your neck will get tight. So there is what you call displacement of the defect.
So is it right, like right between
the pivot? At the pivot. Well, there's only one man I know, not too long ago. The church is wondering what kind of saint he's going to be. He don't pray for sick people, but he walked up to the most damaged car and he put his hand the bar stops going back to normal. Only thing that you need is a paint job after the metal comes back. He's an Albanian now. Mm-hmm. But the church are wondering what is kind of shape they're going to call it. He's been doing it for the last 3 years.
I was
trying to get
hold of
him too.
Good. All right. After all, the mother of the car killed the mother of the dog. The ma mother and karma is the mother of the car, right?
Yeah.
And ma, the dog. And dog. The two mothers started off
sharp.
Okay. Now,
I have another question.
In medical astrology, like you said, the neck, and this is the center of the neck. Now, you said the neck. Well, what's that reflex? Now, you come back down to the arm, the upper arm, the forearm, the thigh. That's another reflex there. And the elbow comes back to be your knee. So your knee is your elbow, right? It's easy to refer to the same area. If you go to your knee, it's an elbow. If you go to the elbow, you get your knee.
This is so interesting.
The forearm is your leg. The thigh, which is your thigh, is your forearm. In other words, what you're doing, you're matching. You're just matching the geometry. And there's what the reflex is a direct opposite match. So if you've got a foot from your hip to your toe, you take from your shoulder to your finger, you match. This here matches this, this here matches this. This matches this, this matches that. And then you got front and back.
Why is
it when you think it's so much? I don't know if it's located on the right side, but it makes it intuitive. Everything is a reflex. So if you put it on the left side, the spleen, the pancreas must do what? Pressure go up or pressure go down function.
Yeah.
It's downward function. So that's what you design it so that you wouldn't have one.
Thank you.
Back up in your system. Now,
I don't know if the skin then corresponds to the lungs.
Not 100%. The skin is a form of a lung because lungs don't breathe. Air rushes through the nostrils, stored in the lungs to constrict and dilate, to integrate pressure for the blood to move. Then, what actually breathes? Listen to what you said. A carbon dioxide exchange, is that breathing in the blood or is that a chemical reaction to motion? So your skin, does it breathe or does it osmose? This then tells you what? Is it a sandpaper or a blotted paper? Good. Then if you squeeze a blotting paper, will the fluid come out? And if you you flatten out the blotted paper, will the fluid stay in? That's all you want to do with skin anyhow.
was no action.
Lack of constriction is dilation. The fluid will stay inside. There is no constriction. There is no condition that is stimulating constriction in the skin. So it will remain dilated and flaccid. Now if you constrict it, it will be flexible and work. But then again, it will get angry and throw off lactic acid. So be damned you do, be damned you don't do, what the hell you do. So you do what you can do with your nose as much as you can and don't worry about it. So the body is a particular mechanism that only knows to relate within a certain time frame to constrict and dilate, and then you got to give it rest. So it's set to 60 minutes. If you work the body 60 minutes and rest it 10, out of the 60 or 50 minutes of steady work and 10 minutes of rest, it will integrate itself back to phase down the lactic acid. Now if you go the full 60 minutes and you don't rest it, then the lactic acid will shoot up. But you have 30 minutes to compensate within, but then you have a problem. You may rest in 30 minutes, which is a 90 minutes overload, but then you have the problem of the acid and the gas staying in too long. So it's best to rest every hour, a few minutes, from one position, instead of being in that position, beyond that point. And the body will start its own compensation.
You say rest.
Change position, right. Now, this is changing a position does more for the body than doing an exercise that is contrary to the position.
What do you mean by contrary to
the position? I move around.
You just go like this?
I do exercise. Good. Now I'm going to tell you how to change the position. Now push your foot straight out.
One
foot. Now put on the book. Put your hand on the floor behind you like that. Raise up your back. All right, keep arching. Keep arching. And then get the full length of the pivot. Sure, the pivot all feel around. Where are you feeling any tightness in the body?
In the back.
See how long you can hold that position and the tightness will disappear. Feel it, move it and see. Arch it to where you see you don't feel it.
Back down here.
How it feels now?
Feels refreshed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All you did was that reverse. Everything.
Okay.
To what you were doing before.
Sure. Okay.
So from our reverse position.
So the one, the constrictors were stretched.
Yeah. And the dilators were
constricted. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why the yogis develop posture as a means to get to the correction of the hydraulics.
Okay.
But then they overdid the posture by making it a routine instead of a break off from a condition of overload. See, if you don't make it a routine and just make it a switch over from an overload, then you're getting the optimum result of a posture. But most people, because they went to the yogi master and he wanted to give them something to do, so he said, okay, go sit down on the posture for some hours.
So if you're sitting like you're working or studying at a desk or whatever, after 50 minutes you'd want to go up and you'd want to actually stretch this part back. Yeah. Because this part, the back has been...
Why showed me from being an athlete, spending a lot of time staying engaged in running, so I'm always compressing.
Yeah.
And it gave me this, stand up and down, the compression here
raises
it up and not let it touch.
Right. So
it's
begin.
And the reverse effect.
Right, and the body is being well corrected. You're using simple ways to take the maximum result of it. Okay. Now, You see, the gas release is in the car. So you know where a bunch of gas is stored up? From what? Is it from precipitation in the mouth, or is it from the gravity ratio of standing all the time? Or sitting with your feet down in a gravity position? So, if you want to release the gas, then you do what?
What gas do we talk about?
Any amount of gas in your body will settle in your calf. Feel around your calf and find if you find any sore spot. Find a sore spot? Alright, that's where the gas accumulates. Now, if you raise the foot, I just move the ankle like that and see if that sore spot remains. Good. The gas is starting to come out.
deeper than you thought, huh?
Got it? Okay. That is on both sides. And then the waist is in the, again in the ankle. So if the waist uses the ankle as a reflex and the calf uses a storage bin for gas, then dancing is the best way to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Sing and dance the praise of the Lord. Poop, poop, poop. I didn't go treat myself, I wouldn't know about it. But after I think of the great, here's a glory, hallelujah, and then the gas is going out, I said, well, that's new.
Worship.
Well, that was what reflexology got from, then I began to think of all the methods. This was really a fantastic knowledge. The body is doing its own elimination by simple movement. And then I connected the two between yoga. But then, we come to the next point. The same area is noted as light stress. Light stress, because, right, 9 times out of 10, we have anguish, frustration. Relatives and friends, loved ones get into a bind. And we get into a bind. And we would like to release ourselves, but we don't know how to do it. We can't do it. Dang it. I knew you should have gone that way. Sure, you put it. And these movements are primarily for what? Take the pressure off your ankles. Yet you want to do it, you feel to do it, but you don't do it. Now, if you did do it, you take off the life stress, and instead of sending it back up the calf, where it will go up from the falling backwards, it will travel up into this area of the body, which then becomes like kidneys. And there you're kidding yourself. Then you begin to have problems, then it will move up to the lung. Then you get the emphysema, or you get the car, then the brain eventually tightens up around the neck. So then you get very, very traumatic. That's because you couldn't let go. Now, if you look at these movements, these gentlemen are doing what? What kind of movement do they want? Or what do they, mostly with what? Right? You see what they're doing? They're getting this ankle control release and the wrist pivoting action. Because they realize that that's where the essence of the control is in the ankle wrist pivoting. So cheap medicine. Well, who wants to feel like that? Just as an American, you use a chair.
Donor, doing the wrist, the ankle pivot, is it better to go this way or that way?
No, always work away from your body. You never work towards your body in a pivoting condition. You always work away. You never work this way towards your body. You know why? Not only that, you're going from sonic to element.
Right.
Instead of from crystals to sonic. You don't want to go to crystal to sonic, you want to go from sonic out to the element. The command comes from subliminal control of the memory bank. That you will eventually have this particular subliminal recall to act on a reflex to make adjustments. In case of emergency, your own subliminal memory is controlling it instead of being a victim under somebody's control. You want to have your own body making the immune control change. Okay. Now, the anchor is also the neck. These are very important reflexes for quick correction. And let's take a break, then we'll come back, and then I'll show you how sound interacts with
that. Yeah, you like the differences in your eyes here and up here. Is it the same thing, same areas, or different parts of your eye?
No, the same way.
The same area of the eye, for here and here.
Now we're going to take out our unit and look at it so we get familiar with the unit.
Wait.
I'll demonstrate and then we'll plug in for each person to fire it out. So
right, we need a
so the cord, it'll be able to, first of all, I'll demonstrate what we're doing.
Now,
you see the unit is closed off like this on a forward turn. So check it if it's closed off.
Should it be?
It should be. So close it forward. Then it stops.
Clockwise.
Hold. You see, I'm holding it this way.
Yes.
Turn it forward.
Close.
So it's closed.
Okay.
All right. Now, then. And you don't hear anything, you see? But it's working. Now, I'm going to back it up.
Okay.
Now you hear the sound?
Yes.
That is the sound you're...
How much do we have?
Well, you back it up till you hear somebody. I'm going to plug it in so you can hear it. You have to plug it in to hear it, but I'm just demonstrating what you're doing. You get familiar with it. Okay, log in and try it. Here is a cord. And test it. You thought you want to get familiar with it.
You know, each one needs a whole three. Oh,
you have to hear the humming sound.
Oh,
not a three? Yeah, but
we're
because of the.
You hear the humming sound?
Mm-hmm. We've got just enough to hear it. Is that it? Well, I can hear it at 20 power of the end.
But it's not loud enough to do the work.
Hmm?
Here.
Well, I
when it's turned down, it's not loud enough. You have to turn it up to get a certain length of.
We can do another one, but I can't get it.
It's all the way turned down.
Oh.
Still
make
a noise.
Does it mean it vibrates faster or not?
Yeah. Hear it now? There's a big difference in the humming sound.
Okay.
Are you going?
No.
Make sure.
I have turned up.
You going now?
No. Yeah, it's right.
Make sure that you recognize what your sound you want to get to.
How about you? I know.
Now here, let him hear, listen. I'll come around and hear how you got it.
Oh, all
right,
let me hear it.
Let me see.
Everybody got it. Woo!
Uh-oh,
I got unplugged.
Okay, I unplugged it? Okay. Well, you. Well, are you connected on this?
Yeah. I'm using his cord.
Because I'm not connected. No, no. I took it out so you could be connected.
All right, so then let's try the
John, let me hear what it's okay for you.
Okay, I'm laying in the market.
Setting it for you so that you don't have to change it after that.
So on blue,
mine says Nova. Everybody set? Okay, so come. Don't change it. The other songs are low and higher than that. They are not integrated. This one integrates all of them.
Yeah.
No, let me explain.
This can go around.
Let me explain. You don't keep the unit going more than 10 minutes on a person in once. And actually, you should be moving it. The unit is designed to do three things. Build up a sound, to transmit it to the tissue up to a certain length of time. The unit builds up a heat by the sound for another purpose. So after 10 minutes, the heat is ratio is high. You have to cut off the unit and use the heat over the area that you treat. So that's why you have to know about your unit. And you don't want the unit to alternate too high or too low. That frequency that you're reading there is the frequency that goes through the entire body to keep it uniform, both the bone, the blood, and the nerves and the muscles. So it's set. So, but longer than 10 minutes, the heat ratio has to build up. It's doing something which I'll show the other bigger unit has divided up. The guy in the TV tape had it, he couldn't show it because it wasn't with him. But I have a portable unit here. But these, again, are for clinic work. This here is fast work, and it has both combinations of heat, sonics, and suctioning condition. I was going to show you how to do that. So, yeah.
So
the sound builds up the heat in 10 minutes. You cut off the sound and you use the heat from the metal. That heat will build, work through the tissues for another 10 or 12 minutes, then you cut off. Then the heat gets cold. Then you put back the sound and go back up in a different area. That the treatment is about that. That.
You're not talking about just one area. You're talking about
no, it's the whole body.
10 minutes on the whole body?
Or?
Can we make
them sound? The locations that we had just now, let's identify them. Now, cut off your units, and you're going to feel they're hot. Okay. When they get too hot, then it's no good, because then the unit will react. It must not stay longer on that sound. If it's staying too long, then it will heat up beyond what it's supposed to do. It's not a type of unit for a massage unit. That's why some people, they get it right away and it heats up, they're angry and don't understand what the unit is, and they're frustrated, they think they lost their money. The unit is not designed to massage. The unit is designed to transfer sounds into the tissue of a maximum of 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, the heat ratio builds up to be used.
This is making a sound without the unit being on.
I know. Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Where are you connected?
But you're all connected to a bunch of different connections. To
the current might be kind of hard.
Kind of lucky, huh?
At its own frequency.
Use the heat.
You turn the whole thing off?
Yeah.
And then you use this?
Yeah. This way or this way?
The unit is not a massage unit. It's a transmitting unit. And as a transmitting unit, it can't stay on the line too long. Maximum length of time allotted to it for any session is 10 minutes. Therefore, you're not treating a location steady for 10 minutes. That would be a danger to the body. That's why you have to understand what the unit is doing. You're sending the current by sound waves over a certain spot for a certain length of time, then you move to other spots. That's why it's a reflex. You're working on reflexes. You tone up the reflexes, and as the reflexes are toned, then it takes about 10 minutes for the unit to build a certain heat ratio, and you cut it off. Then you can unplug it too, to be safe from the line, and use the heat created by the unit from the sonics.
This part.
Yes, this metal here is a transfer of that heat ratio for another 10 minutes. So you're getting a two-in-one function right off the unit. You're getting heat, number one, and you're getting sonic transmission, number two. And then there is a suction action. This is a bigger unit. Pads are set up for the heat separately. So what you're getting the heat, this has to heat up from this unit to transfer heat. Now, when you're using the heat, you can't use the sound. So what they did was this. When they made that unit, the man didn't know what the heck he made. Nobody knew what the hell else to do with it. So they threw it out and classified it on the AMA as a massage unit. When I saw this unit come out, and the one that he has on the TV is the older model. This is the latest model to date, where you program all the data into the computer and channel it out by heat or by sound. Now, the function is this. Each one is independent of themselves. So if I'm going to send sound to you, I can't send heat to you. And if I'm going to send heat in here, I've got to cut off the sound. The same way with that unit. But that unit has it all in one, built into it all in one. This here is separated into divisions of a control switch, taking the same sound waves and now transferring it. Now you want to see your what you paid for? Try and lift over now.
Yeah, it is. 10 pounds at least.
Yeah, look real good.
Oh, yeah.
just to 500.
You should drop it on in your shirt.
It's too expensive. Now, I'm going to turn this on. And then I'm going to program. I'm going to punch in. That's the output song.
So you don't need an audio thing for this one?
No.
Like we do for these?
You can get that if you have to get it. This one here is already separate. Go hit make the song.
Can we play this tape
out? Yeah, it's right in the room. Just make your own song here.
Mm-hmm.
My mouse is injured, sound
like that. Now, who wants to volunteer their spine? This is programmed strictly for your spinal column, the bone. All right, hold it up, and there we go. This is not one like that unit. I mean, do that using your spinal
cord. Is this where you put your hand in front to feel whether there's a thickness?
Yeah.
Put my hand.
Yeah. Put your hand in front as he goes down or up, and see. See if you can feel the vibration coming through. Can you feel the vibration? You're going up. You're going up.
Well, I can't see for almost sure.
When the spines go down, it's not scary for you. Before and after. I should have bent over a little more so you could get before. Straighten up the after.
Now, this is sending the sound frequencies into the spinal area.
I can feel that one.
What's it doing for her?
You just hold it in your butt?
Yeah.
It sort of feels like it's scratching when you move it. Yeah, it feels rough.
Is it aligning her?
Or what is it?
Like
it is sending the frequencies back into the spine that the spine is supposed to be ready to form. If the spine has been thrown out by a blow, the frequency is off, and this frequency is what it's supposed to come back to.
In other words, if she's fallen off before.
And, well, let's say when she was born, her spine is supposed to register 50.
Okay.
She fell off her horse, is registering 30 all her life. This unit is setting in back 50. So 20 is coming back, what? To replace the missing 20. You understand now? That's all it's doing.
So does it get the gas out or just move it around?
No.
It must be quite different.
Yes. Actually, it hurts to see you on up here when you're not doing it.
Feeling a bit?
Not a whole lot.
No?
No. Well, I can feel a little bit there. But it hurts more up where you haven't done much up in there.
Yeah. So that's where your impact ratio is off.
And then Don noticed the neck is making a red spot.
Yeah, but it's scratchy too. I think that'll do it.
Steady sound will not correct anything. There's no steady thing in the universe. Don't you understand that by now?
Pulses.
It's called pulses.
Are you doing that now when you're
That's something you taught us years ago, Don, about color. If you expose the person to direct color all the time, you're not going to change anything. That's all for me. 5 minutes.
Okay, I look at the difference now.
Weird.
No.